Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do?
Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we warned you.
Hey, welcome to Night of the Living Podcast.
What up?
We're doing the Shelley Winters of Our Discontent for this series. We'll be talking about whoever slew Auntie Rue.
Whoever did that?
It sounds like it would be a sketch on Drag Race, the title.
Yeah.
Because of Rue?
Right. But anyways, lots of fun with that. Prior to that, Amy will be reviewing The Face Sitter. No, The Night Sitter.
Freddie Morris.
For Straight to Video Russian Roulette.
Oh, my.
Her favorite God. Movie.
You're a mess.
And,
Hey, Amy, let me clear a spot for you.
Oh, classic. He's wiping his mouth.
So we're the usual foursome.
I'm leaving.
Freddie, Amy.
Yeah.
There's Andy and Kelly and the rest.
And I all saved the rest. A seat for you.
And Andy really saved his seat for everyone. He's rubbing spots on his head and his face. He's like, everybody get on board. It's time for the Andy's face sit of the century.
I have a small surprise for Andy. I told him before the show. I was like, oh, I got a surprise for you. Can't wait to tell you. We watched Big Business.
Yay!
Hey!
Amy had never seen Big Business.
Oh, you never seen Big Business?
No.
I'm doing the snake motion. Moramax. Moramax.
Moramax.
What do you guys think?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this golf ball miniaturized down. Put it on a wedding ring.
Yeah. That was real weird, right? That he was a miniature golf champion.
I think it's the most 80s movie ever, right?
It's pretty fucking 80s and amazing.
Yeah.
It is pretty 80s.
It was a lot of fun. The dress that Bette Midler's wearing at
the
one point.
The polka dot one?
No. Like this beautiful dress with her boobies all up and it was just this beautiful flowing dress. I'm like, God damn, I want that dress. It's a beautiful dress.
Yeah.
Bette Midler never looked more.
She was a snack.
She was a snack.
Two C's.
Yeah, I agree.
But, and there's two of them. Yeah. There's two Bets in there. There's two Lilies.
Two Lilies. Lilies.
Are you, Tomlin? Are you looking forward to getting off? That's the hardest I laugh in that movie.
So we watched Big Business, and then we were like, let's watch another movie. So we double featured it with Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. Well, how'd that turn out?
It's a fucking awful movie. What an awful pile of poop.
It's really too bad. I really wanted to see it. And then I heard from trusted sources that it was not what we were trailer. Yeah.
It's so dumb.
It is a cute movie. Like, I mean, there are a lot of moments where you're like, I wish I had one of those. But you don't get much beyond, I wish I had one of those.
Yeah.
Into like, I'm interested in all the accoutrements that come with it. Just give me the Pikachu that talks. And throw the rest of that shit out.
It's like everybody did a really good job except the writer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the kids in it were like, they're playing these very grown-up characters. I mean, these characters have very grown-up jobs and stuff. But they play super young, and they almost feel like Disney Channel performances.
Yeah, I mean, it was just bad. I mean, I don't even understand what I expected to get out of it, but thank God I was inebriated.
Yeah, thank God.
I was altered.
Yeah, I mean, it was cute.
to go from big business to Detective Pikachu.
It's like a neck jerk. We've been sitting on Godzilla.
Still haven't watched that.
The new Godzilla movie. And it's just been sitting in there and sitting in there. And Amy never wants to watch that or Bumblebee.
I think you would really enjoy Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Oh, Amy. No, I do want to watch it. It's just like at the moment we were selecting movies, it just wasn't what my brain needed.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, we did, so why did... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you.
I was just going to ask Amy, why of all movies you pick Detective Pikachu? Because
wild women do.
Because even though the trailer looked cute to me, it's not a movie that I would ever want to see.
So here's the thing. You guys know Freddy, right? He's waving right now.
Listen. Oh, hi, Freddy. I know him.
He is a recommendation, want to watch. Hey, people say this is pretty good kind of machine. You know what I mean? Like, he's always hunting content. So when it's time to select a movie,
hunting
it's like
content.
I have a list I'm allowed to pick from, right?
Wait, you make this sound like a weird controlling thing.
Yeah, he's abusive. But it's like, here's the list, Amy. Let's go through the list.
And we do just, that. We have a list.
Yeah.
Like, I narrow shit down because if Amy is given more than two options, she shuts down. She goes into power saver mode.
Again, with the abuse. But no, seriously, it was just like, scroll, scroll, scroll. I'm inebriated. Let's watch Big Business. Oh, Detective Pikachu, why not? You keep asking if I want to watch it. Fine, we'll watch it.
Well, it's funny. I am not a Pokemon fan at all on any level in any world that we have ever existed in.
Any alternate universe?
I've checked in with my alternate timeline selves.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them likes Pokemon. No. I was surprised.
You'd think there had to be one.
You would think there'd be one. Yeah. There's probably one world where it's all Pokemon.
Yeah.
And that version probably is okay with it.
Right.
But when that trailer came out, I was like, oh, maybe I want to see this Pokemon movie.
Yeah, I think I liked the trailer.
And then people were like, ooh, this is a Suicide Squad situation. Great trailer, bad movie.
Yeah. And
so I just avoided it.
It's not for you. Like, if you don't even, like, I am very thumbs ambivalent about Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I was just, it was just so bad. So bad.
We watched Tropic Thunder. I've never seen that.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I loved it.
I think that movie is hilarious.
I think it's a good movie. I think there's more going on than most of those kind of movies.
Well, yeah. And I feel like it is one of those films that the next generation, I don't think, are going to be able to watch and really get, because they're using blown out politically incorrect imagery and situations on purpose to make a point about Hollywood being so insensitive. But that nuance, we're the last generation that's going to allow that kind of nuance.
No, I agree. But it was a really good comedy and really balls out funny. Cause we had just watched, we'd watched a kind of big broad comedy right before that. And,
with big broads in it
was. Yeah, it was Big Broad City.
Well, while you're remembering that, I wanted to say, Alyssa, welcome to the Beelzebubs.
Oh my God, Alyssa.
Yeah,
it was
so good to see you.
And we got to hang out on the Zoom on Thursday. Every Thursday night, Amy had a migraine. She missed it. But every Thursday night, we have our little Zoom meetup with our patrons, and it is the best.
Longtime listeners know Alyssa was like a very early friend of the show, and we hadn't talked in a while. And
huge supporter of the show too.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
she saved our asses many times.
Yep. She's one of my favorite people. She's very smart, very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to talk to her, but people kept talking over me.
God damn it!
I was like, I haven't seen you in years. Everybody just kept talking.
Yeah,
you should be like, shut up.
You should have.
I'm sorry if I was one of those people. I probably was.
He was. It's Big Broad City.
You could just text me sometime and say, shut up.
I'm only partial. I'm partially kidding.
I'm happy to tell him to shut up for you. Shut up!
But yeah. So
text Amy to tell Freddy to shut up.
Yeah, I'll do that. You are always
You like how I talked over you to see if I was the one that talked over you?
Andy, what old movie that everyone else has seen but you hadn't seen did you watch recently?
Let's see. Honestly, nothing. I've been
honestly nothing that John Cusack movie.
Oh, that great. Old one, that old chestnut.
Yeah, it was the follow-up to Say Anything.
Yeah, I've become a young person. I'm getting into YouTube.
Ah,
what?
I mean, is it still a young person thing? Or
no, you should be on the TikTok now if you want to be young.
You better get on TikTok fast.
Oh, I can.
Trump's gonna ban it. Away.
You know. Because it's something you can do.
But I'm a YouTube addict now. There's a lot out there.
What
there
are you?
A lot
out there. What are you enjoying, young man, young sir, fellow
a lot
youth?
Of cooking stuff. Movie reviews.
Makeup tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of SNL clips on the YouTube.
Yes, so do I.
There's something
guys, like and subscribe.
There's something soothing, and I am not a makeup person. I own like a foundation and a mascara. That's all I got. But there's something soothing about watching them do it. The little YouTube videos, and they're like, tap,
there
tap,
is something
tap on my palette.
Soothing about watching people
tap,
do
tap.
It.
Mm-hmm. Tutorials are so great of all kinds.
Yeah,
I felt like the internet, in a way, finally kind of figured itself out once tutorials became a thing. It's like, oh. This is the information we were promised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unboxing.
The beginning of the internet.
The information superhighway.
Yeah.
I wanted to say before I forgot, also wanted to welcome back Dashiell Hanoush.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And welcome Leif Hunneman to our family on Patreon. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
We're real Viking.
Have a seat on Andy's face if you'd like.
There's a spot for
you. There's plenty of room. Grab a coffee.
Yeah, that's only for Beelzebubs.
Face sitting.
What did we watch yesterday?
Oh boy.
Do you remember? Didn't we watch another movie?
Yesterday, we watched the movies for the show yesterday.
Yeah, but didn't we watch something else?
Yeah, we did. God damn it.
I don't remember what it was.
There's two movies I can't remember that we watched.
Well, I felt like, oh, I actually have things to talk about. I had a new adventure for the show, Big Business, Detective
Pikachu.
Oh,
yeah. We watched The Gallows Act 2.
The Gallows Act 2.
They made a sequel to The Gallows?
They did, and I really liked The Gallows.
Did you see The Gallows, Kelly?
No, I just thought it was so low budget and kind of came and went that I was surprised they made a sequel.
It was actually okay.
It was okay.
The original. The original was.
No, I liked the original. I kind of liked the sequel, but it was kind of really dumb.
Was that Wesley Snipes?
God, no. What are you talking about? It's teenagers.
It was a teenage Wesley
It was
Snipes.
Like a hybrid found footage kind of.
Maybe I'm thinking of Gallo Walkers.
Oh, that's the one. Wasn't Danny Trejo in that one?
No.
There's some Western movie.
Yeah, that
and
this
I feel
is
like
not
Wesley
that.
Wesley Snipes might have been in it, and that might be what I'm thinking.
This is 100% not.
Oh, you're thinking of horse guns?
Yep, horse guns.
Horse guns in the hat.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a lot like The Gallows.
Yeah, it's basically the same movie. Except
I can see how you can get confused because the titles are so similar.
You know, honestly,
I remember what we watched.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm not saying I have to say it right now. You finish your
No,
part.
But you'll forget if we don't make you say it right now.
No, I remember now.
Okay, but real quick, The Gallows is kind of like a retelling, a reimagining of Prom Night 2.
Oh.
Is
Hello,
it still Mary found Lou. Footage?
No, it's not. The second one is...
There's
some in there, but it's mainly a traditional elements. Horror movie.
Oh, that's fun.
It's not as fun. But anyway, Kelly...
Oh, it's not nearly as fun as Prom Night 2. You can't top the fun to be had.
Yeah.
Kelly, what was the movie?
I also watched, I was just going on an odyssey for sort of big, broad comedies I never actually watched. And so we watched Dodgeball because I'd never seen that.
That's a fun one.
I loved it.
Is it good still? I couldn't remember if it was even good in the theater or not.
It was good for me.
Who was the one with Globo Jim in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Ben Stiller.
ESPN Ocho, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Ocho.
Yeah.
Which I think, is that a real thing now? Has that come to pass?
These things, this too shall pass.
Are you guys going through Ben Stiller's oeuvre?
Yeah, well, I love big broad comedies. It could be any of those people. I love old Adam Sandler. I love old Ben Stiller.
Speaking of Adam Sandler, have you seen Uncut Gems? You
mentioned not yet. It's on my list. It's literally on the list.
That movie was so damn good. It's the guy who did that Robert Pattinson movie.
Good Time.
Good Time, yeah. Which I still need to watch. But Uncut Gems is out of this world.
Yeah, it looks great. It is on our list. We just haven't felt like a serious drama recently. Right.
I watched The Wrong Missy. The David Spade rom-com.
Missy?
The Wrong Missy.
Ah, which was it? The wrong Missy? Oh,
it was bad. It was bad.
Are you making, not someone are you making that up? I'm super into.
Am I making it up?
Oh.
No, it's real. It's on Netflix. It was one of those Netflix original comedies.
There's a movie called The Wrong Missy?
The Wrong Missy. And it's David Spade.
I don't believe you for a second.
It's real. I walked through the room and saw it happening.
David Spade is divorced from Sarah Chalk because she cheated on him.
Oh, she got erased.
Yeah, and Nick Swardson.
Oh, Nick Swardson's in it?
Yeah. Real puffy, Nick Swardson.
Like, he got puffy.
Yeah, real puffy.
Lauren Lapkus
is this blind date through an app that David Spade goes on this date, and she's nuts, right? Like, she's really crazy.
Is she Wrong Missy?
She carries a big knife with her. Her name's Missy, yeah. And then he ends up meeting the woman of his dreams in the airport, and her name is also Missy. And she puts her information in his phone, and they're almost going to do it in like a mop closet or something at the airport. And then things, you know, they don't get to, it's a, what do they call that? Misconnections situation. And then his Nick Swardson, who is his alpha male coworker character who, you know, bullies him into going on this vacation, and he invites who he thinks is his dream girl, but he accidentally invites the wrong Missy.
Oh, at least Lauren Lapkus is getting,
she's awesome in it. Like, as bad as the movie is, her performance is really great. And there's a couple of really funny moments in there that had me laughing out loud.
I still don't believe you.
You don't believe me that's real?
It's like, I walked through the room and saw a scene. You're
gonna cough. Yeah, okay.
And the Dave Spade, he looks real old, and Lauren Lapkus looks beautiful and young.
Well, that's because he is old and she is young.
It just was upsetting.
But it's an odd matchup.
Yeah, not a thing I recommend, but yeah. I didn't watch it.
Speaking of The Wrong Missy, I remember who it was that I thought died, and maybe you can correct me if I'm right or wrong. Missy Pyle, she die?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Where'd you see? That's upsetting.
I certainly that she had.
Why? Yeah, she's real young.
I don't know. I don't know what made me think that. Did something happen with her?
I don't believe so, but I'm checking the news. No, she's fine.
Okay, good. We're happy to report Missy Pyle is fine. So our month of Missy Pyle movies is postponed until her untimely demise.
So did you get confused? You're like, heard Wilford Brimley died, and you're like, Missy Pyle?
I get this too mixed up.
She's in Dodgeball.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, I might have heard that she had died a couple years ago. And I was like, that's probably wrong.
Every once in a while, it helps if you go back and listen to These Are People Who Died, and just that list read to you.
Just off of, what's his name? Jim?
Yeah, Basketball Diaries. Jim. Yeah, that's what I call him too, Basketball Diaries.
So, does anybody remember when Wilford Brimley came to Horror Hound Weekend?
Of course.
Did anybody go to the panel? You went to the panel.
He's a magical man.
Yeah.
He was super sweet.
He was 49 when he was cast in Cocoon to be one of the retirees.
Is that right?
Oh my gosh. So he's always looked a little elderly.
We looked it up when we read that today, and there is a picture of him frolicking on the beach with Don Ameche and Hume Cronin. And you're like, oh, those dudes who were like 70 look pretty good. And Wilford Brimley, who was like 49,
not
he looked
much.
About like them. I think he looked. Here's the thing. I think he looked his age. They just are.
They were just
such old Hollywood like fit,
right? That
they looked his age, except Hume Cronin in the face a little bit. You're like, oh, okay.
So it's like that episode of Tales from the Crypt where William Hickey switches bodies with that young man.
It's exactly like that.
They just had old voices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were all voiced by William Hickey.
The whole cast. Because he had that voice
even
characters.
When he was, you know, a teenager.
Coach, I can't play this Saturday. Gotta say the blessing.
So yep. R.I.P. Mr. Brimley.
Yeah, we got way off the rails.
Thanks
on
for
that.
Being in the thing. Just watched that recently, too, again.
And all those diabetes commercials were pretty great.
Yeah.
Sorry, they're diabetes.
Really normalized things for a lot of people.
Quaker oats are good if you can still eat those.
You can still eat those.
Well, Kelly can.
I can't, but.
Oh, I thought you meant politically.
No. They haven't been me too.
I was like, oh, what if that old bearded guy.
If you feel like you can eat Quaker oats.
What? Have oats been canceled?
You must be white.
It turns out that the little mascot owned slaves.
I mean, the Quakers were anti-slavery.
Yeah, right? But he was a bad one. He was a bad Quaker.
He wasn't even really a Quaker, that guy. Yeah.
He was a faker.
A Quaker faker.
It's Quake and Fake, and I helped.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty great.
So those were some fun adventures we had with watching movies this week, you guys.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you guys that you finally watched Big Business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really need to get back and watch it again.
I can die now.
It's on Disney Plus in the United States.
I actually have the VHS somewhere.
What?
Wow.
And in good condition.
Shit.
Do you know that's worth hundreds of dollars?
It's not, is it?
I don't know.
Is it the clamshell?
It's not the clamshell, but I have my original Star Wars trilogy on VHS too. Very good condition.
You didn't get the 4-cassette package of Big Business where there's 4 tapes and each one's wearing a different dress, but then they come in the case where it looks like they're running into each other in a hotel lobby.
Well, see, when that came out, that was $850.
Right.
Because remember how much movies used to cost.
Yeah.
And I could not afford the box set.
They're like, think about it this way. You spend $2.75 every time you go to the theater in this year.
Mm-hmm. Right. In the year this. Yeah.
Every time you go. So just do the math on that. This is $800 for Big Business. Now divide that by $2.75. And you hold see on, I'm gonna like. Do it. All you got to do is watch it that many times and you've broken even. Okay. Yeah. Are you with me so far? Now, every time you watch it beyond this number of times,
291 times.
So when 292, you're watching Big Business for free.
For free.
It's like they're giving you money.
It is.
Oh my God.
How can you even manage to stay in Big Business if they do that?
Freddie's sales pitch reminds me. I went to Kroger Friday to stop
Kroger's.
I went to Kroger's. God, I hate that.
Oops.
To buy some more bourbon. Yeah,
they have bourbon at Kroger?
At the one in Blue Ash. There's a liquor store in it. And Kelly, your internet.
You sound like Kelly fell into a tunnel full of bed springs.
What's funny is I'd stop talking. Like,
I know,
it's seconds before
going.
That.
So I walk into the Kroger, right? I got my mask on.
She's got her itty bitty waist and a round thing in her face.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy standing at a podium, like right across from the entrance, and he just zeroes in on me, and he's wearing a mask, but like he's like, "Hi," and then he just goes into this like sales pitch, and he's like, "Got me," and he's like, "Would you like to get a $10 rebate today? Would you?" And help me, and I got to get 2 more sales, and then I'm done for the day. And don't you want to help me out? And then eventually I subscribed to the Cincinnati Inquirer.
Wow, Amy.
Because I felt really bad. And then also, like, I haven't been in that much contact with a stranger in so long.
Please, just leave me alone. Here, I'll give you all. Here's my wallet.
It was a weird moment where I was both happy to have a conversation with a nice person.
Hmm.
And also, Jesus Christ, I need to get out of here. It was a really weird moment.
You can't make eye contact. That was your first mistake.
God forbid I smize at somebody.
Don't smize at anyone.
You got to smize now because that's all you have when you're wearing a mask.
I don't look at anyone. Well, I don't go in buildings, but even before this, I just don't look at people.
I didn't know what
butts.
It was. I have been so out of practice of avoiding eye contact with other humans that I now, which is good. I should support local journalism.
No, not the Enquirer.
Yes, the Enquirer.
They gave us the beautiful, perfect true crime podcast Accused, which is very good if you haven't listened to it. But anyway.
I worked there for a long time. I don't have warm feelings for them.
Well, that's because he kept asking for photos of Spider-Man and you were in high school.
It's true.
And that's a lot to put on a teenager's shoulders.
Technically, I wasn't even supposed to be working there.
You weren't.
They really weren't paying me.
Oh.
Like, I mean, that guy would just yell at me.
Yep.
And demand these photos.
He's banging on the desk. Yeah.
And I'm like, but when do I get my direct deposit? Is there some kind of...
He's like, do I look like an HR representative, Parker? I mean, Combrink.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. But I mean, I'll cancel it eventually.
How long
if you can.
Is your subscription for?
It's monthly every year. I'm not sure what I bought, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, this guy has a sucky job. This sucks. Mm. There's a pandemic.
I love a sucky job.
And he's telling me he would like to go home and he needs two more sales. Hi, Elise. And
Amy says hi. Everyone says hi.
Andy tells me that I have to give him my credit card.
If you make two more sales, they'll give me my passport back.
I felt like I was doing a thing to help another human being that's probably been told no all day.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear something about my history at the Enquirer?
Oh, Lord.
I was part of, I was there when they began Easy Pay, like where you could set up automatic payments.
Yeah.
I had to convince people to sign up for Easy Pay so that I could get bonuses, but I wouldn't do it.
Oh, you wouldn't convince them.
No, I didn't care enough to do that.
Right.
That's like when I was in collections and I wouldn't make anyone pay. And they would say, but don't you want your bonus? And I'd say, no.
I'm happy enough with what I got.
It's like when I worked at the amusement park and I was supposed to tighten the bolts and all that shit.
And they're like, did you do that?
I'm like, yep, it's all done.
I was like, no.
There were so many kids airborne at that park.
Yeah.
Oh, the zombies. No. That's Simpsons for you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway.
Amy, did you also buy elevator pass?
No, but I now own the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm. Oh, sweet. Can we go cross it?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had it.
You know,
$10
each way. You
know
about the pool on the roof?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I can totally go there whenever I want.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should move into the pool on the roof because I feel like we're in a weird... I think we've gone into a stasis field or...
A
holding pattern.
It's a spatial anomaly.
We're in a spatial anomaly right now.
We're circling the runway.
I need to have some forward sensor readings.
We'll just run a level 5 diagnostic on that.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for Straight to Video Russian Roulette.
Amber.
Ted Hooper, won't you come in? Hey, buddy, this is Amber. She's gonna be watching tonight, okay? I left money for pizza in there, and remember what I said about my office. Strictly off limits.
Can I tell you a secret? There's something trying to get me. Three of them, actually.
What do they look like?
Looky what I found.
What evil lurks in the basement of my own home? We find out tonight.
Yeah? Are we back on?
Yeah.
So I watched a little film called The Night Sitter.
Yeah.
It's about this lady named Amber. And she is on her way to go babysitting.
Like you do.
Yeah. She goes to this guy's house. Well, first of all, she's smoking a J on the way.
Smoking a J.
My kind of person.
Not sure if that's appropriate babysitter behavior, but I haven't read a Babysitter's Club book in a while. Things could have changed. Anyway, so she shows up. This dude is like, going on a date tonight. You got to watch my kid. My kid's a little weird. Also, I'm trying to be a paranormal reality TV show host. And so I have a locked office full of haunted artifacts. Don't go in there.
He has his demo reel playing on the TV in the living room.
Just to impress the babysitter.
Oh, yeah. Was she impressed?
No. She was not.
She's like, you got any pot?
Yeah.
That'll impress me.
He's like, no. And she says, well, that don't impress me much.
It was Shania Twain in the role of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Is she playing herself?
Yes. Isn't that weird?
Shania Twain's a babysitter now?
Fun fact, Brad Pitt showed up. She was impressed.
Yeah.
And then Mark Twain showed up. It was like, he's like, I need to, it's about your kids. I came from the future, but I'm your great grandfather. Your kids are going to be in Native American Joe. And also, this one over here is going to have some sort of ethnic slur against them. But Shania, I'm very proud of you for this. This performance of a lifetime.
So, yeah, none of that happened. So the dude leaves. His date brings her kid over, and he's a little shit monkey, you know, just a little shithead kid. Yeah. And Amber's like, all right, guys, you two little kids, you go eat pizza and then go to bed. Because she's planning a heist. She's there to rob this dude blind with her friends because she needs to get out of town. But meanwhile, oopsie, the kids got into the locked office. They bled on a book, and now there are evil witches after them all.
They broke out Annabelle.
Mm-hmm. All of these things.
That mirror from Oculus.
Yeah. That clown from
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Yeah. All of these things.
Mm. Craig T. Nelson.
It'd be great to have a bunch of cameos from cursed objects.
That'd have been fun. Funner than this movie. It was okay.
It looked very cheap and kind of hastily put together.
Yeah. I mentioned to Freddie that I feel like they spent all their money on like other things, and then when it was time to like do scary things and use scary effects, they were like, is that Spirit Halloween still open down the street?
That's what it looked like. Yeah. They went and bought a bunch of bubble gum instead. It was the kids in the movie that made this. Yeah. They were in charge of the budget.
Yeah.
It was really like well lit and well shot.
Yeah.
Like it had a nice look. Slick look.
Slick.
But zero substance and mostly flat.
Yeah, it was mostly flat. I'll say that. It wasn't that long.
Well, that's good. I think sometimes that these movies get made, like somebody has like a basic idea.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that the people who physically made the movie, like shot it, lit it, and everything, they should work.
It was
make the movie for sure.
You feel like it was a screenplay problem, right?
Maybe. I don't know. It just didn't knock my dick in the dirt, as my best friend Kelly has once said.
Yeah. If your dick's not in the dirt, then...
It had a couple of good moments, though.
They failed.
Yeah, sure. You know, hey.
Bring the kid to the basement. Bring the child to the basement. That was kind of spooky.
Yeah, there were a couple of effective moments. It's not all bleh. But I would say, you know, meh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
I was a witness
to
this.
You could do worse.
Yeah.
I also probably agree that it was meh.
I liked the house. Good house porn. Cute dog in it.
Great dog porn.
Great dog porn.
Great dog porn, great house porn.
I believe it was a golden retriever.
Is there porn?
No porn.
That was a good porn.
Great cuck porn. Just porn all around in this movie.
Do you guys want to go out for porn? That sounds like something you get at like a fusion restaurant somewhere.
Porn. The Night Sitter. It's on Prime if you're interested. Because I know sure. I sold it real well.
If you're not interested.
Well, I think you probably gave it an accurate and fair review.
Yeah, you would not do well at the Inquirer selling subscriptions, Amy.
No, I'm a terrible salesperson.
It's like, please watch this movie. If two more people watch this movie, I can go home.
I can go home and see my family.
Is it good? Not really.
But I want to go home.
But what else was I doing?
Oh, my passport.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So there you go.
There you go, guys.
Thanks, Amy.
You're so welcome. Oh, my God.
No, I know. I can avoid that one.
Yes. All right. Let's see who is going to watch the movie for next time. Let's get this Jack in the Box out and start a cranking. Crankety, crankety, crank, crank, crank. Gonna start with Freddy. Bam! Goodbye.
Not in my house.
Nice.
Kelly's up next. Crank it, buddy. He's cranking. Oh, no, it popped out.
Oh, damn it.
Poked you in the eye.
It did. It got me right in the eye. It always happens. I think it's the way I sit.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. Because I wasn't going to choose it at first because it's only 56 minutes long.
It's only 56
it,
minutes
is
long?
Is it Host?
Yeah.
It's Host.
I'll just watch
it.
I saw
that one.
Oh, you watched it?
I can review it right now.
Oh, no, you wait. You
that
wait.
Was the other movie we watched yesterday.
So don't say no spoilers.
No.
So you say it's memorable, apparently.
It's on.
Well, I watched it yesterday.
Yeah, it's on Shudder. I just, seen people talking about it. Here you go. Six friends get together during lockdown for their weekly Zoom call. It's Haley's turn to organize an activity. Instead of a quiz, she's arranged for a medium to conduct a seance. Bored and feeling mischievous, Gemma decides to have some fun and invents a story about a boy in her school who hanged himself. However, her prank gives license for a demonic presence to cross over, taking on the guise of the boy in Gemma's made-up story. The friends begin noticing strange occurrences in their homes as the evil presence begins to make itself known, and they soon realize that they might not survive the night.
You guys want a super secret spoiler about this, everybody, before I review it next week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to review the movie.
Oh,
that was stupid. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Get out of so that joke.
Freddie, kick him out of the Zoom meeting.
You're out of the
that's too easy.
I like the idea of
a cursed Zoom call.
Something said in our current times.
Yeah.
This is real spoiler towards the reviews. That was one of the things that Elise and I both said is nice to see something kind of made in a current situation that we're experiencing.
Yeah. Like I'm into it. I know that Unfriended and Friend Request and all those movies. Like I kind of liked those because I like that all on screen technology kind of found footagey thing. So yeah. This sounds like that, but said in the Rona times.
Yeah, I liked it.
Well, cool. I can't wait. I might watch it too. We'll have a yip yap about it next week.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Super easy breezy.
I still need to watch The Vast of Night.
Same.
I still need to watch Caddyshack.
But I mean, yeah.
I still need to watch this week's movie.
What's a butt for? Well, you can do that during the
trailer.
During the trailer and stuff.
I watch it really fast, guys.
No. All right,
we'll be right back.
Once upon a time, near a big forest, lived a woodcutter with his wife and two children.
When does the fairy tale become a nightmare?
Mm-hmm.
When does a lullaby become an unbelievable horror?
You know, there was once a little girl very like you who lived in this house.
What happened to her?
You've got Katie locked in the nursery, haven't you? Haven't you?
You better remember, and you had better understand, that if you try anything, I've got her.
You can't stay here. Aunt Rue is a witch. Now, come on.
Where does fearful illusion end and frightful reality begin? What terrors lay waiting in winding corridors and shadowed corners? What devil stalks the darkness?
Children don't want to leave here. You have a home now, forever.
Whoever slew Auntie Rue. Whoever slew Auntie Rue.
Two things.
Yeah.
Off the top. One, I like this movie. That trailer makes it a lot different than what you get.
Oh, yeah. It's misleading.
Secondly, I feel like the title really is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because you don't know till the end. Well, you do, but you didn't have to.
True.
That makes it sound like you're going to solve the mystery. That title, before you go in, you're like, we're going to get a bunch of different people and we have to figure out which one of them.
Is that what you thought you were getting?
Yeah. Whoever slew Auntie Rue.
It's asking you a question as an audience member. Right. You think you're going
to. I didn't really think that's what I was getting, but I feel like that's what the title implies.
Well, I like all the titles of this guy's movies and the movies surrounding this era are like, What's Wrong with Helen? That's his other movie with Shelley Winters, right? And then
Who Stole Joni's Pocketbook?
Yeah.
I love the word pocketbook.
Well, what's up with Karen?
That's what we're asking ourselves every day now.
Yeah. Roof farted. Anyway,
I just want to say that off the top.
It's like, what's bothering Amy?
So many things.
What crawled up Janice's chimney?
Yeah.
Who's shitting her cereal?
What year was this made?
1972.
Okay.
What year did you think it was made in? Because it looks like anywhere between 51 and 56.
Yeah. Well, I thought like maybe early 60s, mid 60s.
Yeah. It looks a lot older than it is.
It looks like, you know.
Like Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
It feels very much like a Hammer movie. Which a lot of these American International ones do.
I do love an American International movie. They're so schlocky.
Yes. I did this. I really, really enjoyed this a lot.
I did too.
Yeah.
Although like you were saying, Kelly, the trailer I feel like almost like she is not a villain at all.
No,
not really.
I said at the end, I was like, shit.
Yeah.
She was a nice lady. She just happened to be a little broken.
The kids were fucking villains.
Yeah, she just had a problem, just a bad, you know, emotional problem. But she was nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's about the level of villainy in this movie. Right. Because at the end, she does try to kidnap a child.
She does kidnap orphans.
I told Amy, I said, can you kidnap an orphan?
But there are levels of villainy in this, and I feel she is the least villainous of the people.
Yeah, like, okay.
People are taking advantage of her.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the least villainous is the turkey delivery man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine.
He's an okay guy.
He's an alright guy.
Unless you're a turkey.
He kill animals.
Yeah.
The little girl Katie is not deliberately villainous.
She's villainous in a childlike way.
Yeah, she doesn't understand exactly.
Yeah, she's a child, so we're gonna say that child villainy down here. let's break down the different types of villainy.
Well, her brother's child villainy is up here.
It's way up.
He's got a bigger child villainy.
Yeah.
That's Oliver from Oliver.
Her villainy is in her unknowing shade that she throws just because she's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy and I were talking about how this actor who plays the older brother strictly plays orphans.
he's typecast.
Yeah.
All right. So this movie is set in the Britain.
Yes.
In the Britain. Shelley Winters is an American former actress, entertainer.
Yeah, we know she dances.
We know she sings the song about the titwillows.
Mm-hmm.
And titwillow.
She had been swept off her feet. Titwillows. And fell in love with a British colonel who was also a magician.
Oh, yeah. He was a magician. Yeah.
And she's now the lady of the manor. In England, and he's somewhere. Is he dead?
I thought he was dead.
She doesn't really say.
I think it's implied that he left because of what happened to Katie.
So their daughter goes sliding down the banister one day.
And it's confusing. Like Andy just said, Katie, just so you know, there's a Catherine and a Katie in this.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like they're both also called the other name at some point.
Yeah.
So you start the movie. Oh, sorry. Oh, with Auntie Roo, putting her dead kid to bed.
Auntie Roo,
put the dead to bed.
Put the dead kid to bed, and you're like, wait a minute, this bed's full of dead, mummified kid.
Well, that's really the scariest part of the movie.
Yeah, she's been holding on to her daughter's dead body. You find it later. The kid slides down the banister, but then falls and breaks her neck. But they've kept it a secret and said she's missing.
Oh,
I have to say
why did that not sink in for me?
I don't know. It's pretty clear.
I thought everybody knew that she was dead.
No.
Well, I thought so too, because that's who they were trying to contact.
Well, so the inspector, when he's taking the kids to the manor for Christmas hangout with Auntie Rue, the orphans, he says to his wife, he's like, they never found her. We've looked everywhere.
Oh.
Man, so, you're sharp.
Yeah, I heard the things, the dialogue.
My hearing is so bad. I miss out on a lot person of details. Said.
I did miss that part, but there was a lot happening.
Yeah, I mean, really.
The orphans and the singing.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Hell, the socks.
The Mrs. Hannigan type. Like, yeah. There's just,
yeah.
Like, so she's a lady without a husband and her kids missing. I use quotes because nobody knows except her and her ladies.
Did this make you think of that case out in California, or was it Florida, where the lady was found hanging off the balcony after the kid had fallen off the railing? Remember, she was found hanging off of the balcony of the house. It was a mansion.
Oh, that was California.
It was California. Okay.
Yeah. What was that lady's name?
Yeah. Anyways, there was that creepy. Have you heard this story about like this little boy fell off the banister?
This lady was a stepmom and she was watching this little boy. And then he fell down the stairs and like died. And then not long after, she was found hanging from
right.
But her hands were tied behind her back and there was something written on the door. Yeah. They're like, that's a suicide.
Who will save you or something like that.
And then we're all like, that probably wasn't a suicide.
Yeah. How'd she get her hands tied?
Exactly. So yes, Auntie Rue has a missing dead daughter. She knows she's dead.
There was a fly. I was trying to grab it.
Oh.
Out of the air, like Daniel-san.
Okay. And so meanwhile, Auntie Rue brings the orphans for only the good orphans. It'd
be a great hip-hop album name. Auntie Rue brings the orphans.
Yeah.
And the ruckus.
Oh, my God.
So only the good kids get selected, but you know what little shitface and his sister do?
We all
tag along.
They tag along. They're not good enough to be selected to go to Auntie Rose for Christmas.
I have to say that is a cruel thing to dangle over the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a real dick move, but and people really hated that, orphans.
There's not even that many orphans. There's like 15 orphans.
Yeah.
And the 10 best go.
Was there only 15 of them?
I don't know.
So there's just 5 kids that are singled out every year as shitheads.
I just feel that that big scene where they're announcing who gets to go.
Yeah, that broke my heart.
Yeah. Well, there are more children that went that didn't.
They really hated orphans back then. I don't know what the problem was. Everybody was just pissed off at orphans. Mm-hmm. Like anybody that had to work with them. Like everybody else.
Dressed.
Oh, poor orphans. But anybody that worked
The way you said anybody had to work with them, for some reason, I imagine you like, you get seated in your new job and you're in a cubicle and then like the guy next to you is an orphan.
I hate working with these orphans.
Whoa, I had to work with an orphan today.
He's always sneaking into things that he's not supposed to.
Crying about his parents.
He never mops the floor.
So the prize that only the good orphans get is to go hang out at Auntie Rue's. And actually, this is wonderful. She's so happy to see them. She creates such a warm home. They get to stay a couple of nights.
I almost welled up during this scene.
She sings and reads some Christmas stories. It's
even
like,
the sneaky kids, she lets them stay.
Yeah.
So the little shit monkey, Christopher and Katie, they snuck in and they were like, and our prize for disobeying is to stay and have fun. But then to eventually sort of get kidnapped. But
you can stay and enjoy all you want as long as you promise to burn me alive at the end of this. It's the only price.
Okay.
And they're the only nosy kids. Mm-hmm. None of the other kids are creeping around at night here in the seances that she has every night.
It's really the brother.
It's just the brother. Well, in the girl, the sister.
But I have to remove the villainy from the little girl from my perspective because she doesn't know what the fuck. She just believes whatever that kid tells her or whatever Auntie Rude, whatever anyone tells her, basically. She's like, oh.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, it's all a metaphor for what the Nazis did in Germany.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, one night, the little girl discovers the seance, and that moment, I think Auntie Rue realizes that the little girl's name is Katie, and her daughter's name is Catherine, and they were calling Catherine, and the little girl Katie came to the door.
Uma? Meet Oprah.
Oh, that's a reference a lot of people are like, what?
Google it. So the little girl is like, hey, what's up, everybody at the seance? Can I have that teddy bear? Oh, but this belonged to my dead daughter. Okay, you can have it, but you got to give it back. Which I thought was kind of weird, but that's fine.
Well, she was really attached to it.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. But she was soft enough to let the little girl borrow it.
But I think Rue was convinced that she's kind of like the reincarnation of her daughter.
Not at this point, though.
She's going.
Yeah, but Katie, it starts off because Katie says, I had a bear just like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what gets the wheels start turning in Rue's head.
And that was her triggering moment to start to think about the kidnapping.
Here's what I don't get. Why didn't she? I guess she didn't want to adopt the boy and the girl.
Right.
But why didn't she just at least try to adopt?
Right. Instead of kidnapping and
they're
hiding.
They're orphans. They probably just gave it to her.
Here you go. Here's your orphan. Sign here, initial here and here.
If she'd said, can I keep this one? That other lady probably would have been like, please, will you take both?
Give you a 2-for-1. So like, you know, they just have their fun Christmas time shenanigans and then the orphans go to leave and they can't find the little girl and they're like, okay, she's like, I'll keep looking around, let you know later.
Can you take care of this one in the meantime?
Got a real MO.
Yeah.
She just likes to hide things.
And they're like, yeah, that's cool. If you happen to come across her, next couple of days.
I think you're like Aunt Ruth really likes to hide things. That's her MO is hiding things.
Well, she does. She hides
girls, live girls.
She hides her money, yeah. Her strange
jewels.
Her jewels.
8.5 by 11 money.
Yeah, it was the money.
Paper money. Like
magic stuff.
You think, yeah. Was English money that thin in the '70s?
Big.
There's
well,
like,
this took place in the 1800s, I think. Or like the early 1900s.
Well, early
the cars are old time.
Yeah, the cars are probably maybe post.
That's what I knew that.
World War One.
I don't know why that little tidbit slipped away from me.
Jesus
and all this.
Christ, Freddie, did you even watch this thing? Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway.
I did.
So the orphanage folks are cool with just like letting Auntie Rue find the kid later, and they leave. But the little boy is like, this ain't right. This ain't right at all.
And so now, do we believe that he really believed she was a witch trying to eat them? Or yeah, was he just devious?
Yeah, he had been telling the story of Hansel and Gretel to help his sister sleep. And then it kind of keeps coming up in voiceover-y. And like these little hints that he thinks this woman is the wicked witch from Hansel and Gretel. He's going to eat them.
Or.
He also wanted to steal her jewels.
He's manipulating his little sister right. into believing
that's
that.
What I mean.
Yeah,
I don't know if he believes it
because he wants
or if it was just a lie.
Yeah,
like that kid when he comes back to rescue his sister, he for sure like makes sure he finds the jewels.
That's the first thing he went for before he even found his sister.
Yeah
that's what you do, get them jewels.
And the little
this
girl
is a switcheroo.
Yeah.
The switch of Auntie Rue. And it was a switch of who slew Auntie Rue.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to mention that the main character in the gallows name was Anna Rue.
Yeah.
Isn't that a weird isn't that a weird coincidence?
I mean,
her name was practically Auntie Rue. It was A-U-N-A.
R-U-E, though. Like,
yeah.
Like
maybe
French Rue. And this lady,
it
I think.
Absolutely was.
So
Kennedy had a secretary named Lincoln.
We're going to say then it's not weird. Are we filing this under explained?
Yeah. This one's solved.
Debunked.
Myth busted.
It's a Snope.
We need to do high speed footage of it.
Can we get a 4K stabilized restoration? It looks like a suit, but.
So like, okay. Little boy comes back. He steals the jewels. He's going to try to get his sister out, but Auntie Rue needs to make New Year's Eve dinner. Oh, we haven't even talked about Albie.
Oh, yeah. Albie's great.
So you find out earlier in the movie that the lady's maid and Albie and the seance dude, the medium, mm-hmm. are all kind of in cahoots to make her think she's contacting her dead daughter every night.
Which this could have been its own separate movie.
Yeah.
There's something not terrible about it. They are taking their money, her money, and divvying it up amongst themselves. But I think she probably doesn't pay him real well anyway, but like that's almost a nice enough thing.
No,
it's bad.
What they're doing is real bad.
Okay. Yeah. What they're doing is they're preying on her.
I'm again it.
You're again it.
Yeah.
So Albie is her like butler or whatever. And he knows she's got that little girl.
This whole movie could be redone as an episode of At Home with Amy Sedaris. The more I think about it.
It definitely had a TV episode feel. I thought it felt like an episode of Night Gallery that just kept going.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, give me 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Or I tell the police that you have that little girl. And she's like, who do I make the check out to? And he takes off.
Dunzo.
So she knows she's doing something wrong by kidnapping the little girl. She just doesn't care. Keeps her locked up in the secret kid's room beyond her closet. Because there are things hidden in this house. She's hiding the jewels. She's hiding the little girl in the secret room behind her closet.
Yeah.
All these little hidden things in this crazy ass place.
Remember when she tries to touch her dead daughter's face and she just disintegrates?
Oh, that was rough.
That was sad.
She's like putting away her corpse because she's got a fresh kid now.
There's a if you look at just this story, it's really horrific.
It is.
You just make sure you change that kid out every 15 years. Otherwise, you're going to get real funky. That's all you got. You guys forget to change your dead kid out? Like, you know.
I did once.
Your problem.
They say, and never again.
They say that your hidden room bassinet will never work the same if you don't keep them fresh.
That
them
smell, you schedule. Can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
No matter what you do. Febreze.
Sometimes I don't even think it's worth having a hidden child cat baby bassinet room.
It's almost more work than it's worth, but every so often then you remember.
You remember
them, singing that song to them and they're just looking up at you with their empty sockets and you're like, yeah, this is why I got into this.
It's more of a status symbol. Remember, it was all the rage in the 90s during Cribs.
I remember.
Yeah.
This is where I'll one day bring my skeleton baby.
Se watanejo.
I love it, Kelly. Thank you. I know exactly where to go when I get out now.
Yep,
you do. Your secret baby bassinet room.
You're going to find that dead girl under that rock.
So, like, at some point she discovers the little boy has come back, and then she gets him to help her make her force meat.
Yeah, did you know she had the thing about it was like a canister. It looked like one of those canisters you just keep on your kitchen counter. It was like flour, sugar, tea, force meat.
Force meat. Did you all look up what that was?
Do you guys know what force meat is?
Is it foreskin?
No, they take.
It's what a Jedi eats.
It's basically basically bologna or potted meat, but it's like they take all the bits they can't use anywhere else and they separate the fat and the meat and they blend them up until they're like a paste and then they
sounds
recombine
like head cheese.
Kind of, but head cheese has brains in it.
Yeah. I just mean gross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very.
I thought she said horse meat.
Do you like hot dogs?
I like hot dogs provisionally. I can't think about them too much.
Because they're basically force meat.
No, I know. And so if I think about them too much.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
I gotcha. Okay. Do you like fish sticks?
Mm-mm.
To remain a carnivore, you can't think about all of that stuff.
I can think about some of it. I can't think about bologna. I can't think about hot dogs.
What a great little soundbite. I can't think about bologna. I can't think about hot dogs.
It sounds like you had trauma or something. You're not really talking about it.
It sounds like
bringing it up.
I should run that clip in black and white in a political ad. He can't think about bologna. He can't think about hot dogs. Can he think about what's Hamilton County?
That's my answer. That's what you run against me when I go for a Corning Township trustee.
I go out and I just eat bologna and hot dogs in front of people at press conferences and they start cheering.
You throw them out to your constituents.
My opponent can't think about this. Oh shit! Oh,
anyway, force meat.
Force meat. So,
Yeah.
She's making a meal and asking him to help her get the oven real hot. I need you to go out and get more wood. More wood. We need to make the
and she's
oven
making
hot.
Stuffing, which is important because it's part of the build up to what is she stuffing. They never show what meat she's stuffing, and that's like the build up to how he convinces the little girl too. Is like. All the evidence is here. She's going to cook us.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite scenes is just her haphazardly chopping apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripping up bread.
Like a person who's never been in a fucking kitchen in their life.
Like me. She just puts the apple on the counter and just starts meat cleaving it with one hand.
I was like, what the fuck is she making?
Well, maybe I don't want to look too deeply into it. I don't know how much thought went into the characters. But maybe it's because she was an entertainer and she's not really a, you know, someone who's used to.
No, I
yeah,
get
she's
it,
fired all of her butler ladies' maid.
Yeah. And at this point, she has finally broken with reality.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought Kelly was meant for a minute that She did it broadly because she was an entertainer. Like, not that she'd never learned how to cook because she was too busy being an entertainer, but that she's like, I have to make this a big show. Where's the meat cleaver for the apples?
So everything's entertainment.
I throw nickels in the oven and it's entertainment.
Even the way she cooks is entertaining.
Oh my God. This movie's funny when you think about it, if you can.
So this one trip to the woodpile for this kid, he basically runs around to the front of the house to go back in and do something. At this point, he could have gotten on his bike, rode away, and tried to get help.
Oh, yeah.
But he wanted to get the jewels, though.
This was not what he was about. He had the jewels. Yeah. He wanted to steal them. He wanted to get... He wanted to kill her. This was the moment.
A real piece of shit.
He made this choice. And then now it
sounds like a noir now, doesn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's a femme fatale.
Yeah.
Instead, he goes back into the house.
He's an orphan fatale.
They get trapped, but they end up shoving her in a closet and lighting her on fire and watching her burn.
This is a rare example of the subgenre little boy femme fatale.
Yes.
Oh, God, Freddy, don't say that.
Freddy?
He didn't make it up.
It's a super subgenre.
It's a subgenre.
Yeah, it's on the dark web.
Yeah. They watch her fucking burn to death, and then the turkey delivery guy shows up and he's like, "Hey, I got some more turkeys," and they're like, "Nice to see you. We're just gonna walk this way." And he's like, "Shit, the house is on fire. I'm gonna go get help." Says,
"That's a nice fire.
Yeah,
bloody good fire.
Bloody good."
And very much like an episode of Night Gallery for me at this point. When the guy shows up with the pig and they're like, bomp, bomp, bomp,
bomp, bomp. Yeah, it was kind of the twist where they were like, she wasn't going to eat us.
Yeah.
This is a Shyamalan twist.
This stuff was getting jammed in this pig's butt.
Yeah, I brought the suckling pig for your meal. It wasn't going to be you. But then the police show up, put the kids in the back of the police car, which was just an open carriage. And they smile at each other in the most wicked, vicious little way.
Yeah.
If the movie had gone on 5 minutes longer, you would have found the papers upstairs that she had drawn up to adopt them both.
Yeah.
And to leave all her money to them.
Yeah.
After dinner, she was going to call the orphanage.
Like, she did kidnap them.
Yeah, sure.
She wasn't going to kill them. And he could have gotten away to get help. These children belong in jail.
And I'm not, look, kidnapping, I don't recommend it. No. I don't endorse it.
No condoning.
However, when you're two orphans and your choice is you live in the orphanage or stay at Auntie Rue's, objectively, is being kidnapped that bad?
Right.
That's what I was thinking too. Or if you're not two orphans, but you're three princes.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be like, bleep, bleep, bleep. The other one's like, blah, 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 blah.
It's two princes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a third prince in my version.
One of them sends flowers, maybe.
That's the B-side.
Charming.
Well, I feel like that the boy wanted Katie for himself, and that's why he didn't choose to be adopted by Auntie Rue.
There's a weird thing.
It was very, like, he had ownership of Katie and he didn't want anybody else to have her.
Really? Yeah, there's a real possessive thing going on.
Really? I read that just as him not wanting to be separated.
Well, but it's possessive too.
Obviously as a young orphan, they've gone through some trauma and that there are definitely some mental illness things happening here that he needed to control what happened to Katie. Cause it was the only thing he could control in his life. Orphan.
Well, there's like a scenes where they were kind of like fighting for her affection, and he knew that, and he was throwing shade to Auntie Rue when Katie picked him over Auntie Rue.
No, I picked that up too, Andy. I said when we were watching, I was like, "There's some real flowers in the attic shit going on here."
Yeah, huh. Remember that scene in the Christmas morning where Auntie Rue gives Katie the bear?
Yeah. And she sat in his lap.
Yeah, and then she goes over to Peter and sits in his lap, and the boy like throws Auntie Rue this look like, yeah, bitch, I got your girl.
I got your girl.
Sick.
But that's like what I got from it. Like he gave her this like little slot, the slick look, like bitch, I won.
Bitch. Yeah, there was there was some attitude in it. Real crazy movie.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time.
I feel this movie had to be written by a gay man. Because there were so many instances of like cunty shady moves from everybody.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Even, like when Auntie Rue's making her stuffing, I'll put down quotation marks. And then she's like aggressively eating an apple in front of Peter, like like who eats an apple like in for spite? It was just a weird like power move on her part.
Her little dance performance.
There's just a lot of trauma going on. Everybody's had some trauma. They're not dealing with their lives very well. And
it's a tale of madness.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I also like how everybody, all the people, adults around Auntie Rue are fine with her kidnapping them, like Albie and this the seance guy.
They're like,
just pay me off and you can kidnap these kids.
He got his brandy. He got his fancy brandy bottles and he's like, whatever, I didn't see nothing. And he walks out of there. Yeah. I want a dumb waiter.
Yeah. A lot of adults fail these kids.
Yeah. The problem with dumb waiters is they always bring in the wrong order.
Yeah.
I did have, when that kid was pulling himself up in the dumb waiter, I was like, no, you don't have the
You don't have the box springs.
Did you say you don't have the upper body strength for that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Freddie just got up and left the room.
He doesn't have the upper body strength.
I hope everything's okay. I have no idea what's going on, but we'll just keep talking about Auntie Rue. I think Shelley Winters, I loved her hair. It's fun.
Yeah.
Her outfits.
Yeah, yeah. Shelley Winters, awesome.
She gave great eye acting.
Agreed. She's awesome.
She was emoting. And I just kept thinking of...
she did her...
She did her...
She did her job.
Her job.
And she's saying Titwillow really, really well.
Yeah. And I just kept thinking of her on Roseanne.
Yeah.
As Bev's mom.
Yeah.
But I wonder... If you're an orphan in 1920s, would you be entertained by an old vaudevillian performing for you? Is that something that you look forward to?
Probably not, but you're also starved for good content.
Yeah, and they're a captive audience, so they had no choice but to put up with that.
It was warm. They were fed. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just getting the two-factor authentication for MailChimp.
Oh, Freddie's getting the two-factor authentication. Okay. Listener, I don't know. He just keeps getting up and leaving and coming back and then leaving.
It's his handler from the covert ops outfit that he's a member of.
He's been activated. So that's
been ghost protocoled.
I'm not even sure if that's really Freddy.
What was that sitcom in the 80s with Emmanuel Lewis?
Webster.
I thought about this movie. I mean, that show when I was watching this because Secret it's about orphans and dumb waiters.
Yeah. 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 Wasn't Webster like, wasn't there a secret passageway behind a clock?
When they move out of the apartment after Webster sets it on fire.
Webster!
Another
accidentally,
fire.
Then they move into this old house, which
and
is
there was
like
a dumb waiter in there too.
There was a dumb waiter and a hidden room and a doll. In a dead kid's room.
Oh,
or maybe
gosh.
A grown kid's room.
So this movie inspired Webster.
Yep. Webster is directly a result of who slew Auntie Rue. Whoever.
Whomstever.
I had to go on like an Indiana Jones kind of thing.
Just like Shelley Winters.
Who Webster slew Webster.
All right. Yeah, I think we all agree that this movie is a lot of fun.
It was. Enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah. Would you not agree, Freddie? Now that you're back in the room and sort of paying attention?
I thought it was fantastic.
Freddie's too, he's got his ghost protocol in his head now. Yeah. He can't be bothered to.
It's exactly.
Is this better or worse than Detective Pikachu?
Oh, way better than Detective Pikachu.
That's true.
I will tell you that. That's Pikachu.
Oh, you don't need a detective to tell you that.
It's easy enough to figure that one out.
You don't need a Pokemon to tell you that.
That's something you could use.
John Matter used to waste your money.
Let's see. All right. Well, you know that what we do, we take our mailing list. If you want to join that, if I think there's slots in there, maybe possibly, go to notlp.com, look for the Dracula stamp. You can sign up there. And a little behind the scenes action. I did like this whole series of challenges to find the two-factor authentication because I couldn't find my phone. So I was all over the house using the sound thing, you know, where you send it from your watch to your phone so you can hear the little ding. So I'm like doing a scavenger hunt in there while you guys are in here.
Echo locating.
Yeah, just trying to find it. And like I had to go talk to the Oracle and all kinds of stuff. So, so that's in case you're wondering.
You got the two-step.
I did. I got it.
He found the code. It was locked in a drawer with Auntie Rue's jewels and strange large money.
There's thin money.
Thin large money.
So if you sign up for that mailing list, every series that we do of podcasts, you pick the final main attraction within the theme. This month's theme is the Shelley Winters of Our Discontent. So the film has to star Shelley Winters in some capacity.
Yeah.
So you have about 14 options to go with.
Yeah. Like she's got a pretty prolific genre career. Yes.
So number nine, that is.
Inside number nine.
Mel. I will email you, Mel. I'll email you, Mel. Mel, I will email. I'll email you.
Nice.
You know?
So you get to select the third film that we watch. What is the second movie we are going to do? So you know one that you cannot pick.
I think we chose What's the Matter with Helen?
What's the matter with Helen?
It's a running theme.
It's funny because
a question and a name in the title.
The same director who made whatever happened or whoever slew Auntie Rue made What's Wrong with Helen.
I wonder if there are going to be orphans in this movie too.
God, I hope
it was the year before. They were just a year apart. The two movies were.
They're Irish twins.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to do There's Something About Helen.
There's something
about Helen.
Is that hair gel, Shelley Winters?
And Mel will pick our third film.
I was like, Shelley Winters with a bunch of stuff in her hair. We just.
It's forced meat.
It's forced meat.
I like for this one, we kind of gave them a little homework.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, like, I'm not saying there are no hardcore Shelley Winters fans amongst our listeners, but I don't know how many are just naming Shelley Winters flicks off the cuff. Like,
I wouldn't expect you to be able to do it off the cuff. You gotta get in on that IMDb.
So
sort by movies that end with a question mark in the title.
Do you see that?
Almost all Shelley Winters movies.
Yeah, they're all starring Shelley Winters. It should be relatively easy. The Poseidon Adventure.
It should be Shelley-tively easy.
Kelly.
Oh, Zawo, Kelly. Zawo.
Chill it easy.
All right. At the end of every show, we always say hi to our Beelzebubs, our producers. Again, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/NOTLP. Ernest.
We're going to make you a big old Christmas dinner, Ernie. Mm-hmm.
Big Ern.
Elise.
At the least lady I'm stuffing you.
Whoa! He can say that because he's married to her.
And not just for Christmas. Well, I'll say it to anybody, but I will say it and mean it to her.
Okay. Jeremy and Cassie. The Burmeisters.
Hey! Are you... Somebody do it.
Are you...
Here's a teddy bear. I don't know. I'm bad at this.
I didn't know what you wanted. Mark Watts.
Hey, Mark Watts. I was say hi. I'm emailing Mel right now. I got to send an email to Mel. So that's why I'm not blindly repeating names.
We're going to say hi to Blake.
Hey, Blake. I'm writing an email to Mel right now. Melon.
Thank you.
Emailing Mel. Otherwise, I would say something real particular about you.
Hey, Amanda.
Amanda, I would normally take the time. But I'm emailing Mel right now.
Oh. We got Bill. What's up, Bill?
Bill.
You got Mel?
You got Mel.
You've got Mel.
Tree and Alex, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. On your signed on the dotted line children. You know what I mean. They just adopted.
Very happy for you guys. Beautiful family.
It's awesome.
Love seeing your pictures.
It is great.
I'm glad that they went through the actual legal process instead of just kidnapping orphans.
Don't anti-Roo. Yeah.
Don't give them anything, any cues that could be misinterpreted as you preparing to cook either of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Try not to.
That's the number one on the "you just adopted some kids" handbook.
Yeah. Well, Trey and Alex, do you have jewels or thin money hidden somewhere?
Thin money. I own a good one. I own a great one. We got Jeff.
Jeff. With an L.
With an L.
Not Jeff with an L, but your last name. Not to blow up your spot and let everybody know what letter your last name starts with.
Whoa.
We probably said it a million times.
Brandon and Emily.
Hey.
Hi, friends.
It's so good to see your names.
Just finishing up this email to Mel.
We got Adam Ingram. Come on down. You're the next contestant on Freddie's just emailing Mel right now.
I'm emailing Mel. Otherwise, I'd be.
We got Bill.
Melrose Place.
Bill Chandler. Melrose Place.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying different things. It didn't work.
No, I think that's fine.
It didn't work too, Mel. Oh. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Mel,
nobody doesn't like us doing this to their name.
Hey, Mel, here's the big payoff for all that. Listen. Oh, yeah. I just emailed Mel.
Did you guys hear that?
Hey, Monica, did you hear him email Mel?
I emailed Mel.
We got Blaine.
Blaine, did you hear about the email to Mel? Mel's going to have an email soon.
Can you scroll up a little bit? Hey, we got Dennis Kennedy.
Not Dennis Tatuo.
No. We got Kevin.
I wonder how excited Mel's going to be
when
they open their email.
How excited do you think Kevin Corby's going to be for Mel to open the email?
I bet Kevin Corby's going to be a moonstruck.
Sprung?
Sprung. To bring it back to the beginning.
The moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. You get sprung.
And finally, we're all sprung. Alyssa.
We're so sprung.
On our list of Beelzebubs.
Alyssa!
Remember when friendship meant boners?
What?
When?
Remember when?
Remember?
Remember the 50s?
Yeah. Boner Town.
I was dead. I wasn't alive.
Boner City for all of our patrons and listeners.
Boner City.
Are you dead every time you're not alive?
Remember when you were dead before you were born?
Is that what is that? When you didn't exist?
You just blew my mind.
Dead when you're not alive? Meaning before you're born. I promise.
I get what you're saying.
It just occurred to me and it's dumb, but I had to say it.
It's called isn't it called the great before? Have you heard that?
It's a time is a flat circle.
Yeah. You're dead and alive, dead and
you're
alive.
You're dead.
All right, gang. I don't know what we did today, but it was something.
Trying to record a podcast.
Freddy.
Somebody acts like an ass. I'm Fred. Now to this world.
So next week we'll be talking about what the fuck with Helen.
Helen, yeah. You can get this on a disc from Amazon with both movies.
Oh.
Is that true?
Yeah. I found it last night.
Helen's on her fuck shit again.
Helen's back on her bullshit.
That bitch.
That bitch Helen.
And Kelly's going to review Host, which she has already told us he enjoyed.
That's it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
We love you.
This is so fun. I had so much fun.
Did you?
I had so much fun.
It's good.
If he should go to bed, when his old buddy Leatherface put on Dawn of the Dead, and Igor made the nachos in a severed human head, and they enjoy the movie with their friends. David Kessler walks the streets of London.